Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Journey with Judy. Honest, open, transparent. It's hot.
There's no such thing as perfect people. There's no such thing as a perfect life. So come as you are, broken and scarred. Lift up your heart and be amazed and be changed by a perfect God.
So good morning. Happy end of September and beginning of October. Thank you for choosing to journey with Judy right here on Lake 96.1 at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. We have a big announcement. I'm so excited to make an announcement, and you're going to have to stay tuned to hear about that. So lately I've been doing some reminiscing, and it dawned on me, because it is October, that I thought it was 6 years ago in October that I had the privilege of being in studio for the first time and being the host of the Journey with Judy show. So I wrote an entire show based on, you know, what was happening 6 years ago, what was not happening 6 years ago. And it dawned on me about 10 minutes ago that it wasn't 6 years ago that I started this show. It was 7 years ago that I started this show. So here's what I could tell you, what was happening in 2012 when I thought I started the show. It was a really big year. Like, naps were in and apps were out. The New York Giants won the Super Bowl, and the San Francisco Giants won the World Series. Number one popular baby name was Liam for a boy and Emma for a girl. We navigated a presidential debate and the released photos of Kate. We had the Penn State scandal and Hurricane Sandy, both of which were flooding the media. Call Me Maybe was the top song, and the Breaking Bad season TV series just didn't seem so long. So after I was doing some reminiscing, it dawned on me that 7 years ago, okay, 7 years ago, the host of this show had gotten her start speaking in the basement of a church. Like, we all know, if you've journeyed with Judy, that I have crawled out from under many rocks. And I used to, my first platform was in the basement on some dirty old couches in some moldy basement of a church. I won't say what church. However, I got to the point where I had the privilege of inviting women on a monthly basis to come and kind of unpack the Word of God. And I, you know, we had a lot of fun doing that. And we started out with 5 gals and ended up with 100 and some gals. And a friend of mine who came regularly told and brought another friend. That friend told, and you know that thing like told two friends and told two friends. So in this case, I had a friend who came and told a friend, and then that friend told another friend. So Dawn V, Aaron, and Nancy D were the three people that are responsible for you having to listen to me for 7 damn years. Because you know me with the number thing. So that's three people. That's almost a kind of Trinitarian. And when Nancy Douglas came to listen to me, I just a little bit about Nancy. Like, when Nancy makes a decision, it's absolutely happening. Period. End of story. It's not even up for debate. And so I'd like to say Nancy invited me to do a show, but there was this undertone of me knowing that Nancy was telling me I was going to be doing a show. And so she approached me to discuss the possibility of doing a radio show on Lake 96.1. And so as time went on, we came up with, you know, kind of brainstormed and came up with a title and a tagline. I think Aaron was completely responsible for that. And, you know, Nancy, of course, had to approve it. And then here's the big thing. We had to agree that there was no expectation. There'd never been a show like this that any of the folks here at Lake 96.1 were aware of. So it was kind of like, well, what do we do and how do we do it? And it was just, it was really just, hey, let's just do this. Judy, just go be you. That was the role. Go be you. Okay, so on May 31st, at first there was some hesitation. They invited me on to the Life Matters show, gave a little minor introduction of who I am and a little teaser that I was going to be starting my own show. And then the trepidation set in and I hesitated for months, 4 months actually, to before October of 2012. When I actually aired the first Journey with Judy show. And I don't know if you remember then, the only guy I know was listening from the inception of this show, I think, is my good friend who I just love and respect so much, is Marty Vanderstappen. And I don't know how he continued to listen to me, because for at least the first 2 years, maybe three, I cried more than I talked. I mean, people would just tune in to this blubbering idiot bawling her eyes out, of course glorifying God and being so grateful for who he is and what he does, but more importantly for the ways in which he had moved in my life. So our topic today is about the number seven. I just got to pull through what seven really, really means and how it's going to impact my life 7 years later. So you're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. We'll be back after the break. All right, so welcome back. You're journeying with Judy. 7 years. 7 years we've been doing this show, Journey with Judy. And so I thought it would just be super appropriate to draw from the very first show. And first, what I did is I went to the internet, where you can find every single Journey with Judy show on the Judy Hare YouTube channel, and listened to the first show. And I don't know why anyone listened to the second show after they heard the first show. It was just so comical to me, because that was the days when I would spend 3 days preparing for this 20-minute show. Now I usually write it on the way here at 6 in the morning or the night before. But anyway, it got me thinking about how we even came up with the name and how did this whole thing start. And so we talked about what a journey is. So if a journey, the definition is an act of traveling from one place to another, right? And that is exactly what I did. My journey consisted of the highest mountains and the lowest valleys. As you know, I was bankrupt at 20, a millionaire at 30, drug addicted at 22, a healthy mother of four, still up for debate, at 34, a college dropout at 22, and a seminary graduate at 42, almost divorced, and now in a thriving, sanctified marriage 125 years later. So here's the deal. Pick any of the destinations in my journey, and I will tell you that at some point I was lost. I realized very early on when faith became a predominant force in my life that I realized that lost was a place, right? That I seemed to sought out, and I hid there for many, many years. And so the direction and not my intention ended up yielding itself in leaving me feeling very mistreated, very misunderstood, very misplaced and mistaken. Less than perfect, as Pink says, which was the opening song at one point. Is it still the opening song? Does Pink still sing that? Kurt, I don't even know. I think we might have changed it in 7 years. Anyway, it's good to step back and take a look at our journey, like where we have been, where we're headed, what, where are we now, and are we heading to a place that we believe leaves us, you know, like it's a better future self than the self we're operating with now. And so you guys have heard this for 7 years. A good indicator of the future is to look at the past, right? But I have learned, and I believe that that has been the greatest opportunity, is to help people get past the past. So unlike me, this show started out telling you, like, please learn these lessons in the classroom, because you do not have to be like the host of the show and learn every lesson by taking the field trip, right? Because a person often meets his or her destiny on the road they took to avoid it. Okay, I'm totally not going to cry. So my first show, I also talked a little bit about how I had some voices in my head. And when I finally chose the road less traveled, it made all the difference. You know, I heard things I had never heard. I saw things never seen. I came to believe and conceive and actually receive this infinite love and mercy of God, and this grace that was just so profoundly available to me that had nothing to do with ability. And the good thing is, even though I'm talking about me, myself, and I, which for many years I thought was the Trinity, all of these principles actually apply to you. Even though I do think I'm God's favorite, He does love you infinitely and without cost and measure. And His mercies are new every day. And that was the really good news when I came back to the church after so many years. I finally grasped, and I didn't only grasp it, I mean, I held on to it for dear life, right? So one of the things we talked about early on was how, you know, I tried to make everything look perfect. It was like this perfection was the desire. And I learned early on that incorporating imperfection is what makes it perfect. And so now, rather than trying to hide all my flaws and shortcomings, 7 years later, I just put them all out there. And I feel like If I put them out there, then you guys can't use them against me, because I already know that that's what I'm not really good at. I already know that, you know, those are not the strengths that, you know, make up the platform of life that I stand on. However, the good news is I've come to be able to recognize those gifts and talents that God has given me. And I do believe they are to further His kingdom, and they are to lead people to Him and to bring a message of hope and healing into this world that so desperately needs to know that God is in charge and that there's nothing we could ever do to separate us from the love that He has, and that we know the end of the story. So regardless of what we navigate, it's going to be okay. And as you have learned for 7 years journeying with Judy, that sometimes it's got to get worse before it gets better. So thanks for hanging in there with me as I do some of this recapping. I'll be making this amazing announcement about what the future holds for Judy Hare and the Journey with Judy show. So we're going to ask you to stay tuned on the other side of the break while we continue to reminisce and thank God for the blessing of this show for the past 7 years. We'll be back after the break. And thank you to Cunis Country Auto Group, who for 7 years has sponsored and invested so this message could be heard by the masses. We'll be back after the break. So welcome back. You're journeying with Judy right here on Lake 96.1. And first, I just got to thank Marty V one more time for listening to me. And I talked to Marty recently and asked him, like, if you had to look back on the last 7 years, like, what would you say? And Marty's kind of a funny guy. And of course, it was humorous the way he described some of these things. But he said things like, Jude, your message has been consistent. Like, you consistently have delivered a message that kind of connects you know, reality and faith. I mean, that's at least what I heard him saying. He said he really loved the acronyms like DWI and, you know, driving with intention and GPS, which was God's protective system, and the guardrails and the godrails and just the many ways that we sent people away after listening to this show with something to chew on, some kind of ability to recognize that there is always a different perspective. And as bad as things might get, you know, sometimes they got to get worse before they get better. But the reality is somewhere in all of that, Marty said, you reminded me that God is just at work, shaping and forming and preparing a situation or a person or us mostly for whatever's next. And so, so Marty was an avid listener, and I wish I could give Marty a prize, but there's no prize. But just stay tuned, and I'll tell you all the benefits of the number seven, because that's what's next. Because if this is 7 years running, you know me, I'm a numbers gal, and I tried to look at the significance of the number seven. But first, as I stated in the opening segment, I looked it up for number six, and it didn't apply. Well, that's why, because it's not six, it's seven. And so I know that number seven is also, as all the other numbers are in some way, shape, or form, a message from our guardian angel. And the number seven indicates that we are on the right path. Number seven indicates that we will overcome all obstacles. We will realize success in all of our endeavors. When we see the number seven, we are being reminded that the choices we are making are good, and to continue on our present path, and we will be rewarded. So I totally dig that. The other meaning of the number seven is it's highly spiritual. It's associated with intuition and inner wisdom. Okay, the host of this show is needing a whole lot of both of those things. And then it says encountering the number seven means positive things are flowing freely and toward you, and you do not want to miss the opportunities to discover and fulfill your life's mission. And so I feel like that's what's been going on for 7 years. 7 years I have had the opportunity to share with you just like things that people don't even share publicly. A lot of people don't even admit to them privately. But having the ability to journey with you for 7 years through so many things. You know, I was telling Kurt, I was looking at the top news stories, the top songs and books and the top things from every year that we have journeyed together. And I literally forgot all about all of those things. So it was interesting to recap. And as I wrote this show, I literally sat at my table bawling my eyes out, recognizing that we made it through some tough days in 7 years. And the worst days, we survived them. You know, hopefully we're better because of it. Hopefully we have learned and laughed and loved so profoundly that we have absolutely no regrets. Because I was looking back at, you know, 2011, and it dawned on me that I couldn't remember anything about 2011 or 2012, but 2013, I could remember the highlight of 2013 was our sons playing in the Bigfoot football state game. We did a show about being grateful or hateful when they lost by just 2 points in 2013. 2014 was the highlight. Was I was on international TV with the biggest hair you ever saw. It was awful. The low light for 2014 was our daughter Kennedy's life-threatening car accident, which absolutely changed our family forever. In 2014, our son went off to college. His answered prayer to get away from his controlling mother finally came to fruition, and we sent him off to college. And in 2015, I was actually starting to see some real movement in speaking. And being invited into bigger, broader platforms to the point where I was signed by multiple agencies and speakers bureaus, and people started calling me, and I started getting called a speaker. Like, now I was a speaker and a radio host. And God just continued to, you know, they say you ask seek and knock, right? If 7-7 is my scripture for today, it's asking. It's seeking and knocking. It says, ask and you shall receive. Seek and it will be given unto you. Knock and the door will be open. And God just has kept opening doors. Like, I think he's been pushing them down and asking me to just keep stepping through them. And so anyway, keep going. 2016, that was a tough year for me. I think because I was thinking we had 6 years of doing this show, it was really seven and I lost a year. And I think this is the year I wanted to lose because it was the most devastating time for me and my family. The rejection that we experienced within a community and a school was so profoundly impactful. You know, looking back now, a beautiful friend of mine stepped into my life and said, hey, if you can't handle the rejection of some people in Walworth County, how is God ever going to use you on the big stage? And now I realize that God was protecting me through that time and preparing me. I also completed my coaching certification, so now I no longer told people what to do for a living, but I actually allowed them to find their own inner wisdom. 2017, we moved off the lake. We decided to invest and value something different. Published my first book. 2017 was a big year for me. Actually put our story in print with the permission of our children, where we could actually allow another way for people to be inspired and find hope in sometimes the destruction that we feel in relationships and in our life. So that was a big year for me. 2018, I got some new teeth, got some new eyesight with my glasses. I started to fly without being high. Now that was a really big, that's probably the highlight of, more so than getting new teeth and being blind, was to be able to fly without being high. Because now I not only fly, but I rent my own car. I drive to new other states. I mean, just to give you a little background. I don't suggest driving from North Dakota to Minnesota without checking the gas gauge on a large truck, because all you see is like antelope and buffalo between here and there. But we'll save that for another day. So here's the deal. All these years, the highs and lows of parenting children. I graduated 3 from high school and 3 went off to college. 4 homecomings and proms. Every kid at some point wanted a new mom. I traveled to half of the United States. I met and prayed with some of the most amazing, incredible people and spoke to audiences of thousands and thousands of people. I've been blessed beyond measure. In this time of 7 years, I have absolutely treasured. There's been setbacks and comebacks and lessons galore. From living on the lake of the Lake Geneva shore, Friday night lights, volleyball seasons in sight, new beginnings and bittersweet endings. So my friends, I announce to you today that the Journey with Judy show is airing for the final time. On air for the final time is the Journey with Judy show. The show's purpose was to connect faith and life, and I pray that I have done that for 7 years. And it's so typical that I'm just bawling, because this is how I used to do every show for 30 minutes on a Sunday. It has been a privilege to journey with you these past 7 years. I'm grateful, so grateful. To everyone here at Lake 96.1 for the opportunity they have given me, the support they have provided, most importantly, that they trust me with a microphone and had no idea what was going to come out of my face at any given time. And I have never been kicked off the air because of anything I've said. I hope you have learned a lot, laughed a lot, and lamented as needed. I pray in some small way that you have come to and continue to come to recognize the love and mercy of God for you, in you, and all around you, that he will never leave you, never forsake you, and that there is nothing, not one thing that you could ever do that would change that fact, and that he always will leave you better than he found you. Okay, so I'm trying to pull together. Going forward, my friends, My platform will be different. I will not be on the air, but I will be online anytime, anytime online. Okay, so a couple things. There are 300 podcasts. Currently, they are available to you free at the Journey with Judy YouTube channel. If you subscribe, you will receive all future uploads, which will come in the next few weeks. Please do follow me at judyhair.com or go to judyhair.com so you can follow me on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And after celebrating 7 years of this show, if you call me and mention the Journey with Judy show, I will give you one free month of coaching, of course, with a purchase of a package. Lastly, I'm doing a retreat in November in Michigan, November 9th. Please see my website and email me for any details. So, my friends, it has been a privilege, an honor, and a blessing beyond anything I could articulate that you have allowed me to come into your homes, to come into your hearts, and to share my journey of faith in some small way that it has inspired you to always continue to just keep becoming the person that God calls you to be. And if you're not going to do that, my friends, then one last time, I'm going to encourage you to keep it hot, honest, open, and transparent. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.